NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Policymakers are struggling to answer the question today, were they duped into approving the war in Iraq? That's the question raised by the Senate Intelligence Committee's conclusion on Friday that the CIA presented flawed, even misleading intelligence leading up to the war. I posed that question this morning to Indiana Democrat Evan Bay, a member of that committee, and his colleague from the House Select Committee on Intelligence, Michigan Republican Peter Hoekstra. Senator Bay, let's start with you. Knowing what you know now, would you have changed your vote to go to war?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm not sure I'll be able to answer that for a couple of years. I think the wisdom of this action will be determined by whether we're successful or not. If there is a stable, more democratic Iraq that can serve as a better example to Islamic countries in that part of the world and an antidote to suicidal terror, I think it will have been the right thing to do. If, however, Iraq is chaotic and a haven for terrorists, then it will have been a tragic mistake, and I just don't think that we'll know.
But based on the information that you had and now what you know about that information, would there have been a different decision-making process for you?
I would have weighed the factors differently. I mean, clearly the weapons of mass destruction were not there nearly the way we thought, but I'm still inclined to think that it's a good thing that Saddam Hussein is gone.
You know, some of your colleagues have suggested that the vote might have come out differently now with this information. What about you, Congressman Hoekstra?
Well, I think there might never have been a vote as to whether we would go to war or not. The president, if he had had different information and maybe more accurate intelligence from the intelligence community, would have chosen a different course of action as to where he thought the United States and the rest of the world should go in dealing with Saddam Hussein. And I agree with the senator. I mean, we all recognize that at some point in time, Saddam was going to have to be dealt with.
You know, the committee found no evidence that the exaggeration of the Iraqi weapons threat was the result of any sort of political pressure. Yet three dissenting Democrats noted that the CIA's own independent review concluded that some analysts did feel pressured by the constant questioning from the Bush administration. Senator Bay, do you agree with that picture?
I don't want to sound overly semantic, Debbie, but it depends on what you mean by pressure. Following 9/11, it wasn't good enough anymore for the intelligence services to say, well, maybe yes, maybe no. There was a lot of pressure on them to decide, to reach a conclusion about some of these issues, including weapons of mass destruction, even if the evidence was somewhat ambiguous. So that kind of pressure was on. If, however, by pressure you mean were people calling them and saying, look, you need to reach the following conclusion, we have not uncovered evidence of that kind of overt pressure to shape or warp or change substantive conclusions.
You know, the national intelligence estimate that was prepared for policymakers to assess the threat from Iraq contained this executive summary and then lengthy backup documentation that was a little bit more nuanced, somewhat qualified in its warnings. But those caveats were dropped from the unclassified summary that was released to the public. Acting Director John McLaughlin said Friday that the CIA assumed, mistakenly, that you would take the time to read the full text. Senator Bay, do you think that's fair?
Oh, I think there were a number of things, Debbie. I think that there was a pre-existing assumption that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, and you know that's why many people didn't focus on some of the nuances here. You know, is it fair for the CIA to assume that the people who care about these issues will look at all of the details and not just the headlines? I suspect that's probably fair. Is it realistic, however? That's a different question, and for many people, probably not.
Did either of you read the whole thing, Senator Bay?
I read it in detail. I can't tell you I read every single page, no, but I did go over it at some length.
What about you, Representative Hoekstra?
Again, I read it pretty much in detail.
You know, I'm curious, were members of Congress pressured in a sense, almost too willing to believe to connect dots that weren't there because of the failure to connect the dots before 9/11? Representative Hoekstra, you can answer that.
No, I don't think so. I think I think Congress, in the hearings that we had on the House side, we were trying to be very probing. We tried to, figure out exactly how accurate these assessments were. What were the caveats? We recognized that the intel world is an art. It is not a science.
Peter raises a good point here, and your question raises this point. I think among the reforms that we need to look at is the reform of the congressional oversight process. We do have lengthy hearings. We meet with these individuals. We ask probing questions. But as currently constituted, we are not capable of discharging our duties, in my belief, nearly as well as we should, because we don't have the resources to in-depth double-check, so to speak, what the intelligence services are telling us. For example, I looked the now former director of the Central Intelligence Agency squarely in the eye, George Tenet, and said, Mr. Director, if your life depended on it, would you tell me there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? And he gave me a one-word answer, which was yes. Now, having heard that, we assume some degree of competence. We assume honesty. And at some point, after having probed as best we can, need to accept some of these things.
Democratic Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana and Republican Congressman Peter Hoekstra of Michigan.